I imagine them floating out there, doing their job, maintaining the planet, feeding the animals. But also I inevitably end up thinking about what a masterpiece they are, finely tuned by millions of years of evolution. With 2,000 genes, they can do what all of our human ingenuity has not figured out how to do yet. They can take solar energy, CO2, and turn it into chemical energy in the form of organic carbon, locking that sunlight in those carbon bonds. If we could figure out exactly how they do this, it could inspire designs that could reduce our dependency on fossil fuels. Which brings my story full circle. Fossil fuels that are buried, that we're burning, took millions of years for the Earth to bury those, meaning those ancestors of Prochlorococcus. And we're burning that now in the blink of an eye on geological timescales. Carbon dioxide is increasing in the atmosphere. It's a greenhouse gas. The oceans are starting to warm. So the question is, what is that going to do for my Prochlorococcus? And I'm sure you're expecting me to say that my beloved microbes are doomed, but in fact they're not. Projections are that their populations will expand as the ocean warms to 30% larger by the year 2100.